Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here till 4. The regular Friday features have begun, and right now it's time for you, big dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who is the biggest dummy. Let's do it. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Two men were arrested in Mississippi on Monday after being accused of trying to cash in a forged $100,000 lottery ticket containing numbers that were glued on. Otis Latham, 47, and Russell Sparks, 48, of Columbus were detained by officers from the Flowood Police Department on Monday morning after officials from the Mississippi Lottery Corporation said the pair went to its headquarters to claim the winnings. Couple wins, $2.6 million. Police were contacted at around 9:20 a.m. after staff quickly identified the scratch-off ticket as fake. Officials said it was far from convincing. It ended up being a counterfeit ticket. It's what the industry calls cut and paste, Jay Ledbetter, director of security in the Mississippi Lottery Corporation, said. It was visibly a fraud, but we also scanned the front side and the back side, he added, stressing that there are multiple ways to test a check's legitimacy, including barcode and serial number checks. We double-checked it, and it was not a winning ticket, Ledbetter continued. The only thing that made it a winning ticket was that they cut out some numbers. They cut some numbers off the second ticket and glued them onto the new one. I don't know how they expected to pass this ticket off. It was not a really good job. Latham and Sparks were charged with conspiracy to commit a felony and uttering a counterfeit instrument for over $1,000. According to WLBT, Latham was facing additional charges for providing false ID information. Both are scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday. The suspects were transported to Rankin County Jail and held without bond. Trying to profit from a fake ticket carries a sentence between 1 and 20 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. The Mississippi Lottery Corporation has been contacted for comment. Under the current rules, the organization says that prizes of $100,000 or more have to be claimed at the Mississippi Lottery headquarters. Tickets are void if they are irregular in any manner. In addition, the Mississippi Lottery Corporation's policies note altered tickets will not be paid, stating altered tickets or tickets printed in error received shall be forwarded to the director of security for investigation. The state's lottery first scratch-off games launched in November 25th last year. An image of a $100,000 jackpot is available online. It takes players to match four numbers to win. The Lottery Corporation warns that scams designed to target other players are relatively common, and they can look very real.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A Milton School District English teacher retiring later this month will pay $6,070 for defecating on buildings in a public park for more than 2 years. What? Jeffrey S. Churchwell, 60, of Aspen Road, Elkhorn, has been defecating several times per day outside and on a building at Natureland Park in the town of Whitewater since 2017. According to Walworth County Sheriff's Office reports obtained by the Gazette, Churchwell was cited for disorderly conduct and agreed to pay a $365 fine plus $5,705 in restitution to the County Public Works Department, which cleans the sites, according to the report. The school board approved the high school English teacher's retirement as part of December 18th staffing report. The approval came after a closed session to consider a staff employment retirement issue. Churchwell has worked for the district since August of 1990. His retirement takes place on January 16th. According to the reports, A sheriff's deputy met with Brent Brooks at the Walworth County Highway Shop on October 8th about a complaint that someone had been defecating on a park building and leaving used toilet paper behind. Brooks told the deputy the person did up to five times a week, sometimes multiple times per day. The Parks Department cleaned up the mess multiple times, occasionally having to pressure wash the building and repair the paint. The department has received numerous complaints about the issue, according to reports. Brooks gave the deputy photos of the trail cameras that allowed the man to defecate in the park. The cameras also revealed a gray Chevy Malibu parked nearby and a partial license plate number, both of which were used to identify Churchwell. His driver's license photo matched the man in the trail camera photos, according to reports. Later, the deputy saw Churchwell's vehicle driving near the park and stopped him as he was driving in the park. Churchwell told officers that he didn't know why he was being stopped, but when asked it if it would help if the officers had photos of him, he hung his head and said, "Going to the bathroom," according to reports. He asked what going to the bathroom meant and if it was a park bathroom. Churchwell said, "A number two by the park building without a bathroom." Churchwell said he didn't know he had defecated on the building, according to reports. Churchwell said he was being an idiot, quote-unquote, and that he changes in the bathroom and runs in the park. Churchwell said he also occasionally defecates in the park on his way to work at Milton High School. What? He said he'd been doing it since the summer, and he later admitted he had been doing it for more than a year. When asked why, Churchwell said, stupidly. According to the sheriff's reports, the reports also say that Churchwell stated that he had done it in the park and to be disrespectful for the convenience.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three.
A New Jersey woman rescued from a clothing donation bin on Monday claims she was trapped inside for nearly 3 days, authorities said. The unnamed 38-year-old said she was reaching into a bin behind an apartment building on Patterson on Friday night when someone pushed her, causing her to tumble inside. That's what she showed, the police report said. Patterson Police Department, Jerry Ciesel, told the South Passaic Daily Voice that the woman's story was somehow fell inside may be unlikely. The rescue marked the third time in 2 years that the apparently homeless woman needed to be saved from inside a clothing donation box. Police said the woman was rescued Monday after a passerby heard her screams at around 11:30 and dialed 911. The woman was freed and taken to St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center after appearing to have frostbite.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four.
A 35-year-old woman was arrested in her Bethany neighborhood early New Year's Day after she shot a bullet at her phone and it went through a neighbor's wall. The Washington County Sheriff's Office said that they received their first shooting call of the year at 12:06 a.m. Deputies responded to a condo building in the 1600 block of Northwest Chadwick Way. It was reported that a woman fired a gun at her cell phone, and the bullet traveled through it and into her neighbor's wall. No injuries were reported. Deputies say a neighbor called saying a bullet came through their bedroom wall. The sheriff's office said it appeared the suspect in this case may have been holding the phone at the time the gun went off, but they don't know whether it was shot intentionally. The suspect, identified as Rosemarie Ankcharkis, is arrested. She faces charges of unlawful use of a weapon and recklessly endangering and is being held on $1,000 bail. Fox 12 spoke with a neighbor in the area who said he's surprised to hear about this and it's a safe area. I hope that this is an accident is the best I could tell you. Otherwise, it could have been devastating for a lot of people, said a neighbor.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five.
An Alabama man was found to be in possession of meth and heroin during his arrest on Saturday. He had an unusual request for the arresting officers to take a photo with them. By the way, the photo is fantastic. Let me just say that. Heath Swafford, 24, was arrested by deputies Morgan County Sheriff's Office after a foot chase on Lower Dry Creek Road in Lacey Springs community. According to a statement from the sheriff's office, an unusual turn. Swafford requested a photo with the arresting deputies, the sheriff's office said. Swafford was found to have been carrying an amount of heroin and meth, the sheriff's office said. Deputies later discovered a stolen motorcycle at his residence. Despite the circumstances, a picture of the sheriff's office on the Facebook page shows Swafford appearing to be all smiles alongside the three deputies who arrested him. Swafford is charged with four felony probation revocation warrants, possession of controlled substance, theft of property, receiving stolen property, and first-degree criminal mischief. He also faces drug and property crimes and is being held without bonds at the sheriff's office. But the picture's great. You gotta love the picture. All right.
Dummy! Dummy!
All right, let's break here, and then we will vote, do a recap, and we'll vote. Tom will vote, I will vote, and we want to hear from you guys. If you want to jump in, first person through after the recap, you will be our third vote on Dummy of the Week. 312-981-7200. All right, welcome back, everybody. Got to finish up. You big dummy. And it is time for a recap and a vote. And first person through after the recap will be our third vote. Let me give you the recap. We got the dummy who tried to cash, the dummies who tried to cash in a lotto ticket with glued on numbers. We got the dummy who defecated outside on a teacher for 2 years. We got the dummy woman who had to be rescued from a donation bin. We had the dummy who shot a bullet at her phone and it went through a neighbor's wall. And we have the dummy who asked for a photo with his arresting officers. Okay, what do you think?
I'm going to definitely say the guys who tried to turn in the lottery ticket with glued on numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who wouldn't notice that?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be so stupid?
That's also it reminds me of the stories that we have where people try to, like, fake a license plate with crayon and cardboard and stuff like that.
Or the kid, I don't know if we had this one, but I've seen this story a lot. The kid who got busted with a fake ID. That was McLovin.
Yeah.
or Thor. There was a guy that did Thor.
Yeah, no, yeah, we did the Thor one. We talked about the Thor one. All right, well, there's our first vote, and that's for the dummies who tried to cash the lottery ticket with the glued-on numbers. The defecating teacher is just disgusting. I don't understand that at all. The woman who had to be rescued from a donation bin, I love that this is the third time that it's happened. I'm trying to figure out the whole shooting through the phone into the wall thing. I gotta say, I love the picture of the dummy who took the photo funny. With the arresting officers. It's hilarious.
I mean, if you're gonna get done for meth and heroin, you might as well get a good picture.
And not only that, I mean, when we read all the other charges that were on him, I mean, he's going away for a while. So I guess he just wanted to have one last lovely photo with the guys who arrested him.
Yeah, when they send you into Sing Sing, you'll be like, hey, look, guys.
It's hilarious, though. I mean, the picture's absolutely hilarious. So, but I am going to have to agree with you, the idiots who tried to cash the lotto ticket with the glued-on numbers.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's get our we'll get a third vote here. And here is our listener, Steve. Steve, who are you voting for?
I'm going with the stupid lottery one.
Yeah, so it's unanimous. All right, Steve, thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
There we go. So there it is. The dummies who tried to cash in the lotto ticket with glued numbers.
You know what they say. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah. Dummies. Excuse me. All right. What do we got here? Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me get this thing going so that we can do this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context. What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There you go. By the way, we have a Blackhawks Express that we're going to play in a few minutes, too, towards the end of the show. Blackhawks game from last night. Not a good one. They lost, but we will play back the Blackhawks Express this morning. That's coming up. But right now, it's straight out of context. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7, which you should anyway, every day. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time we said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
All right, let's start off with one of the greats here at WGN Radio, Mr. John Williams. This is coming to us from Kathy in Antioch.
Mary wants it on the front.
Oh, man. Yeah. There you go. All right, next up, you're in here early. You're actually in here a lot.
Wow. Why?
Big week for Nick D.
Okay.
This one's coming to us from Ron the Millwright.
How about a $50 In-N-Out? Oh, come on now. What was it? It was the In-N-Out
The In-N-Out burger? Flannel.
Flannel, right. It was a flannel shirt.
Well, unless we forget the In-N-Out wristwatch as yes. well. We had that.
The so. In-N-Out wristwatch. You can get all those items.
It's always time for In-N-Out.
Absolutely. Okay. All right.
Next up, Dean here. Always good to have him on.
We pretty much do know every curve and crevice.
What was he talking about?
Talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, he was. Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so he's not wrong.
And it was kind of in context then.
True.
Who sent that one?
That's from Fox Valley Mike.
All right, Fox Valley Mike.
Fox Valley Mike.
Listen closely to Dean. Okay.
All right. Well, this is a momentous occasion. I'm going to say this right now.
Okay.
Bob Surratt.
Ah, welcome, Bob.
Welcome, Bob. I hope he's up and listening.
Yeah.
Because this is a good one. Bob Surratt's first appearance on Straight Out of Context.
Well, he's appeared before.
Because
Marianne used to be on the, you know, had their midday show.
Well, first of the new tenure.
Got it.
I like that. So this one's also coming to us from Fox Valley Mike. Here we go.
Unless you want to get drunk and disorderly and naked at 3 in the morning.
Well, what's he talking about?
Talking about Bourbon Street.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't have to be 3 in the morning.
No.
On Bourbon Street. Could be noon. Could be 8 a.m. Time does not apply to New Orleans. It doesn't.
I know. I've never been to New Orleans. I want to go.
It's out. I can't go. It's just, it would be too tempting for me.
I understand.
I can't do it. That town is all about boozing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been 3 times, and yeah.
I got to see if I could hitch a ride, meet Brian Noonan down there.
It's also a really, just in general, without the drinking, because it's a beautiful place.
Well, I mean, the heritage.
Oh, the history, the everything, you know. Yeah, no, it's one of the best places in the world. So,
right.
Okay.
All right, next up, Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, good.
Always good to have her here. This one caught by Brian.
No, I'm not going near that thing.
Not today.
What was she talking about?
I actually don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
That was truly out of context.
Okay.
I don't even remember what she was talking
about.
Okay. Here we go. Again, you show up here a lot. Oh. Here's another one for Nick D, coming to us from good old Wild Bill.
And at one point, I was on top of him. What was that?
You're talking about the Aragon Ballroom when
your buddy
had his pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Looking like a fool.
With his pants on the ground. Guzzling a beer. 300-pound guy, pants around his ankles, guzzling a beer in the middle of the Aragon Ballroom.
That's the kind of image.
That's an image for you right there.
Burned right into your skull.
Yeah.
All right, another one here for you from Kevin in Iowa.
It is huge. What were we talking about there?
You were talking to Tom Appel.
Okay.
And you were talking
about a car, about the size of a car.
You were talking about how huge something was.
Okay.
It is huge. And then a third one in a row. Nick D, yet again.
All right.
This one coming to us from, let's see here, another one from Wild Bill.
You get 3 shafts for the price of 1.
Oh, man.
You know what? I think I knew that right out of the gate when I said it.
You have to.
Yeah, I think I knew it right out of the gate when I said it. We were talking about the latest Shaft movie.
Yes. So one of the worst of the year.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. All right, we break in here?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We got more. Do we have more context?
Plenty more coming.
Okay, got straight out of context. No Nick D Show spies this week, and then we'll do the Fly Jams Friday. And we also have a Blackhawks Express to play back. All that and more right here on WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, we continue with the straight out of context here. When you listen to this radio station 24/7, which you should, because it's the best. And whenever anybody says something, you can pull out of context, and it sounds a little bit dirty, and it makes you laugh. Jot it down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's continue, Tom.
Let's continue. Next up is John Williams caught by Ashley.
And I'm really good with those hands.
Talking about reading a clock.
Oh, you know, some kids don't even know how to do that. You know what I mean? Like kids nowadays?
Yeah.
Like if they look at a regular wall clock, they're like, what's that? Because everything is digital.
Honestly, I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
Why?
I still think we should be diagramming sentences.
Well, I do agree with that.
You ever diagram sentences when you were in school?
I diagram sentences.
That was one of, seriously, one of my favorite things.
We do it like where the subject goes and the verb, adverb, all that.
I loved diagramming sentences. Mm. I don't know why, because I was a terrible student. Mm. But, well, now I wasn't a terrible student in grade school. I was a terrible student in high school. But, but seriously, I was so good at diagramming sentences that Mr. Tobin used to bring me up to the board as an example. Like that, he would write a sentence on the board. Nick, come up here and show everybody how to do this. Then I'd get in there and get the diagramming sentences. I've talked about this on the air before.
Ooh, look at you!
Oh no, I loved it. I loved it. It was the you know, I was not, like I said, not the most intense student, but for some reason I really took to diagramming sentences. I have no idea why. Mm-hmm. I don't really know why in my brain it hit me like, hey, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it's the same thing with, I mean, that's different, like, than cursive. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, there's literally no reason for someone to know cursive anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I just keep thinking to myself, hey, I went through it.
Yeah. But just because you went through it doesn't mean other people have to.
Well, they should.
Why?
I don't know. All right.
All right. Next up, here's Dean again, caught by Brian.
Identical twins come really fast.
Oh, man.
Talking about how quickly identical twins are born.
You know what? It's because didn't a woman have her second set of twins? A woman had two sets of twins.
Mm-hmm.
How often does that happen?
Not very often.
Yeah.
Not very often at all.
Crazy. All right.
All right. It's too bad Ez isn't here because we've got Lou Manfredini. Always good to have Lou on. This one's from Kathy in Antioch.
Can you articulate it up and down, like make it go up and down with your hand?
See, that's the most, I don't know. I think Lou's show probably is the one that's probably richest for this category. Like, I mean, because of the stuff that he talks about.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So,
Lou.
He's great.
Yeah, I love him.
I got to call him more for some advice.
Oh, I love him.
I'm a homeowner. All right, John Williams again here, caught by Brian.
I keep looking for the nipples on those things, and I just don't see them.
What? What?
Talking about coconuts and coconut milk.
Oh.
Because some people really take exception to that moniker, and I don't know why. Because it's completely normal to call something the milk of something, even though it's not literally milk.
I would love you to have a conversation with Orion about that.
I would love to ask him about what the milk of the poppy is.
He would destroy you.
I'm serious.
He would destroy you.
What? Milk refers to more things than just
don't talk to Orion about it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Don't even mention that to Orion Samuelson. Don't. All right.
All right. Next up, me here.
Uh-oh.
Got caught by Doc. Thanks a lot, Doc. Might have to pop that in when I get
home. What movie was it?
Annihilation.
Oh, Annihilation, yeah.
And I did. I watched it. Did and you? Then
it's an awesome movie.
I couldn't sleep because I was so freaked out.
It is a really disturbing, really unsettling movie. Annihilation with Natalie Portman. Oh, okay.
All right, next up, you again.
Oh, come on.
I know. It just won't stop. Coming to us from Kevin in Iowa.
I can't tell you the amount of tissue that I've gone through.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. No, it's good. I've had a head cold, if you've been listening all week.
I know.
You know, it's a little bit better. It's not nearly as bad as it was a couple of days ago. My nose would not stop running.
Yeah.
It just would not stop running. I've had to blow my nose and sneeze a few times this morning, mm-hmm. but not nearly as much as yesterday, especially the day before.
No.
So that's what I was using the tissue for.
You'll have the weekend to catch
up. Yeah, to get better, yeah. I'm not going anywhere because, I mean, I'm not doing anything this weekend. One, because I want to get over this. I'm just going to stay on the couch under a blanket. And then, two, the weather's going to be so lousy.
Yeah, it's going to stink.
So, yeah, be like I said, Tom, be careful because you're going to see Michael Shannon on Sunday or on Saturday night.
Yeah. No, I'll be very careful. No driving.
Yeah, everybody relax out there. And, the traveling is going to be a little bit bad for late tonight and into tomorrow through the day.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to walk. I live like 20 minutes away.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So, but yeah, be safe.
Yep.
Bundle up.
Everybody out there. Okay.
All right. Next up, John Williams again. He's also having a pretty good week.
Man.
I know.
Did they do it in high school?
Oh,
wait, that's
me.
Mary.
That was Mary. That was Mary on the John Williams show.
That was Mary.
Pardon me. Wow, his voice really changed
a
lot.
Yeah, it did. It did. Have I mentioned how much I missed crossing over with Mary?
I know.
I mean, I love my new hours, and it's nice to get off an hour earlier and get home a little bit earlier, but I really, really, at 4:30, I miss seeing Mary and saying hi to her.
Yeah, I always catch her for a little bit before she starts her shift, and what a delight.
I love her. I love Mary.
She's really great.
Yeah. She's a wonderful person. She's really funny. She's great on the air, and she's great at her job. I just miss, I used to be able to see her for at least a half an hour every morning.
One of the first people to remember what my name was when I started working this shift.
Because you were just the big guy? The big producer?
Yeah, who's that guy? He's huge. the corn-fed producer walks around.
You are
like
a big
Sasquatch.
Dude, man.
I know.
You're a big dude. Okay.
All right, and Steve Grzanich here, speaking of morning people.
All right.
This one caught by Jim.
What color was the noodle and how big was it?
What?
Talking about pool noodles.
Okay.
Apparently Mary had to jump into a pool, and there was a pool noodle in the pool, so she wouldn't drown.
Yeah.
And let's cap it off this week with one from Kim, and this is you. Oh. And as you might expect, it's this.
It's always time for In-N-Out. Okay.
There you go.
You're talking about In-N-Out Burger, folks.
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is, and we got no Nick D Show spies this morning, but you can participate in that. That's when you listen to this radio station every day, 24/7, as you should, and whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know, you become a spy, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, shall we begin getting funky?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. We have some requests already.
Yeah, we got some requests, but plenty of room, so get in now.
All right, if you want to request anything for Fly Jams Friday, that means anything funky or R&B related, get your Friday off to a funky start. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's say hello to our DJ.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
It's Luscious Hushes. He'll be spinning the jams for you. And by the way, we have a Blackhawks Express coming up in a few minutes, too. So let's get to our first Fly Jam. What do we got?
All right, first Fly Jam coming to us from Mike in Louisville every week, bringing the Fly Jams. It's Ain't No Stopping Us Now, McFadden and Whitehead.
Big hit for those guys.
Oh, it's so good.
Great song.
Boogie Nights soundtrack.
Yeah. Another great soundtrack right there. So, lots of Fly songs on that soundtrack, including the opening tracking shot of Boogie Nights with Best of My Love playing, which is one of my probably my favorite disco song of all time. So, okay, Fly Jams continue.
All right. So, next up, this one's coming to us from Chris. And it's The Portraits, and I actually haven't heard this one before. Are you familiar with The Portraits?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. When was their big era?
I think it was the 70s.
Disco sort of thing?
Yeah.
So this is going to be, here we go again. I'm just digging through the crates a little bit here.
Okay, Luscious.
Yeah, that's how I do. So here we go, The Portraits. Here we go again.
No, this is definitely 80s. No, this is the 90s, actually. Interesting use of samples there. Nice mix of different samples in
there.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's classic 90s hip-hop is just insanely good sampling. People who are digging through the crates like crazy.
Yeah, and mixing them up.
Yeah.
Mixing them all together. That was cool.
That's why it's the golden age, man. 90s are golden age of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. Well, yeah, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, right in there.
I know a lot of people, I mean, I didn't stop completely. I bought a few other hip-hop records, but for me, it was all over when The Chronic came out.
You don't like The Chronic?
I do not.
Were you a Jurassic 5 person?
Did
you
like yes.
Okay, I figured.
When The Chronic came out, everything sounded like The Chronic after that. Everything sounded like The Chronic, and I was just like...
Yeah, it was West Coast took over.
Yeah.
West Coast took over.
Yeah. So, but there were things here and there that I would purchase here and there.
Sure.
Like I kept buying De La Soul records.
Well, because De La Soul is the bomb.
Please. You know, there were certain artists that I, but PM Dawn, I kept buying PM Dawn records and stuff. But like when The Chronic came out. So, I don't know. Okay, we got time for one more before we break and go to the weather, a break, and then Blackhawks Express.
All right, this one's coming to us from Kelly. It's a classic. It is Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. Keep on turning.
Can't go wrong with Stevie Wonder ever. Ever. Fantastic. Stevie Wonder, great. And I got to say, I love the Chili Peppers cover.
It's a really good cover.
It's great. It's great. Okay, we're breaking here, and we'll get back to the funky stuff in a little bit, but right now I want to give you the weather. We're going to take a break, and we got the Blackhawks Express from last night's game, and then we'll get back to Fly Jams Friday.
Time ago. Now you come back.
Who requested that for Fly Jams Friday?
That's coming to us from your dad.
My dad. Dad's got good taste in music, I'll tell you that. An eclectic taste in music. It is Fly Jams Friday. Hawks, rough loss for them last night. They'll play again tomorrow night against the Ducks. And you can hear it right here on 720 WGN. Okay, you want to wrap up some, do a little more fly before Fly Jams before we get out of here for the weekend?
Sure thing. All this right. One's Corona Rhythm of the Night coming to us from Greg H.
Rhythm of the Night. There's another Rhythm of the Night. And then being in the Rhythm of the Night, which is Gloria Estefan, right?
Yeah, Gloria Estefan.
Okay. I didn't know that there were two Rhythms of the Nights. was not aware of dueling Rhythms of the Nights.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the Gloria Estefan version.
Yeah, that's a great... I love Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, me too. She's awesome. Okay.
All right. Next up, coming to us from James, this is a little ABBA.
Oh.
Wait, you don't like ABBA?
No. And they're not fly.
All right. Well, we'll cut off the ABBA. That's fine.
What was it?
It was Gimme a Man After Midnight.
All right. Go ahead and play it. Well, there's a little disco to it, I guess. We don't want to deny. Somebody requested it. We don't want to deny it.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a fly song. I think
can't
that's
stand ABBA.
Are you serious?
I can't stand ABBA.
I love ABBA.
Wanted to blow my brains out during Mamma Mia, and let's not even mention Mamma Mia 2.
You're missing out, man.
No, I'm not.
ABBA rules.
Can't stand ABBA. Never have. Never liked him. Hated him in the 70s, hate him now.
All right. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you know, listen, I'm in the minority. Everybody loves ABBA.
Well, maybe you'll love this one. We got time for a quick one right here.
Yeah, last one.
Curtis Mayfield, Superfly, Ken.
Please. That's a fly jam.
That is a fly jam.
That's like the definition of a fly jam right there, Curtis Mayfield. All right, cool. We'll do more fly jams next week at this time. And I want to thank everybody for participating. And stay tuned because the WGN Morning News crew will be here from 4 to 5. And then Bob Surratt back at 5 a.m. for your morning drive on this Friday. And we will take a quick break and we'll throw it to news to Channel 9 right after this on 720 WGN. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday for another week of shows.